Welcome to Abe's Front Porch Talk. Hope you guys are doing great on this Monday night. Also, first off, I want to tell you guys, don't forget to subscribe to my podcast. Also, check out my YouTube channel. Don't forget to subscribe there as well. And if you'd like to support Abe's Front Porch Talk, look for the support button in the podcast app and follow the instructions there. So moving on, I did not do a podcast any last week. And I'll just give you a little small thing about what had happened. Last week, I had a rough week. I had gotten bit by a spider. Nothing bad. It's just one of those, what they would probably call jumping spiders or field spiders. Just enough to bring pain and agony to you. But I do have to go back to my doctor in the morning. I have a hole that's in my wrist where the spider bit. And the doctor did say they couldn't confirm a spider because I waited too late before I went to the ER and set the appointment up to get with my medical doctor. But it had happened the weekend before last. So they said if I came in on the day it happened, which was that following Friday, or that Saturday, they may have been able to tell more about it. But they knew it was an insect bite, and they said that it did look like a spider bite. They were not allowed to confirm it. I think it was a lot of legal stuff in there, too, one reason why they could not confirm it. But the ER doctor and the nurses and my medical doctor said it all looks like a spider bite. They're just not allowed to confirm it anymore unless I came in on the day it had happened. Anyways, so I've been having to take care of that, dealing with a lot of other crap on top of that as well. But I'm going to do another podcast either later on this week or next week, because I'm trying to either keep a podcast down to once a week now or twice a week. I still haven't made up my mind. But I will find out as the week comes and goes what I will do. Anyways, this is going to be part two of where I left off about George Floyd's death. And I've already done part one, so I put it out there on YouTube. It's in the audio version on YouTube as well as it is the podcast forms. This is the one about part two tonight. It's going to be about those who are protesting and the looting that is going on and burning businesses. Okay, first off, let's talk about the looting. I do not like the looting part. That is wrong. What has happened is wrong. I know people are acting out in anger, but there are those who are in these places on the streets that are protesting peacefully, that's trying to get justice done for George Floyd and his family. Now, there's been many people that's come on the news and said he would not want anybody to burn businesses down and loot and take all the stuff away from the businesses and break into them. Now, that's not everybody is into that stuff. If you're going to protest, make sure it stays peaceful. Because if you had a storm in your neighborhood, and a bad tornado or bad storm and disasters like earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, and blew your house away, and you have all your belongings on the ground that's really done damaged, but before you could get to your belongings, would you want somebody to come by and pick up your stuff and take off with it? Or would you rather for it to stay right where it is? That way you can look at it. You wouldn't want nobody to loot your stuff out of a disaster. Now, taking these businesses and busting out windows, and small businesses are the ones that are hurt. There are small business owners who cannot afford a lot of things right now, like they pay so much probably in rent. They're having to pay out of pocket probably for what they lose. And the insurance companies, for their insurance to replace any valuables that were stolen, their insurance is going to go up and they may have to go out of business due to this. A lot of small town people trying to make a living cannot survive when you're doing this, depending on what type of products they have. And a lot of people has worked 30 years in these small businesses and gained their customers and got to know the people in that town all these years. And you stole them from that business owner. You took away from them when you done what you done. Some of these small business owners had lost their business due to people setting them on fire. But that's going to be the next part of it. This podcast, I'm sorry. This looting needs to stop. There's no need into looting and stealing because it's doing you more harm than anything. You're causing harm every which way you're going with this. I don't go for the looting. That's stealing. You shouldn't steal. If you don't want someone coming into your home and breaking your door down or your windows and running off with your stuff that you've got, that you've worked hard for, why should you be doing this to these small business owners that's worked so hard? Now, since I covered the small business owners, let me go about the corporation businesses. Now, yes, these corporation businesses, I do not agree with at all. That you're still going in, breaking the windows, stealing everything out of that corporate business as well. I do not agree with that either, for stealing is stealing. But yet, they have more power behind them to pay the insurance companies to replace everything. It's not like a small business owner that is struggling. But they got the money, the power, the government and all probably backing them up to where they can replace anything that they can. They can cut the employees' hours back if they want to replace the items you've stolen. And then when you stole out of those corporate businesses, there may have been an employee to lose their job. I'm not saying there was, I said may. Or they may not get a raise. If the employees do not lose their job due to you going in and looting the store and busting windows out, the employees may not get a raise this year. They may be stuck without one. And they were looking for that raise to help them pay a bill. Maybe electric bill has gone up. Or with food prices right now in this pandemic that's going on with this virus, they need that raise to help them buy meats and stuff. But you took from them as you stole an item. I don't care if it was a bag of chips or $1 plastic cup or what it was, if it was a $200 item. It all to these corporations still hurts the employees from getting raises. When I worked in a restaurant work, if we lost cups that we gave to the customers through the drive-thru and things, that came out of our pockets. Every ketchup packet that fell and hit the floor came out of the employees' pockets. That's how they went by our raises. How more respect for the people who are working in these stores, whether small business owners or corporate. You need to stop and think these other people, jobs are at risk. The looting should stop. All of that stealing should stop. Going into these computer stores and stealing these computers, and if it's a small business owner that paid money for this and got a loan to hold this and have insurance on it, you may just put that person out of business. But when you got these big technology company stores, I'm not mentioning names, but you know which ones I'm talking about that carries all name brand computers and phones and all of this, and you're going in, busting out windows and running off with half of their products. Yeah, they got insurance on that stuff that all they got to do is replace a lot of that and fix some of the damages that was done. But it may still cost employees at their expense. So that needs to stop. The stealing and stuff does not have nothing to do with the death of George Floyd. Show some respect here. That's all I got to say on that. For I don't believe in that. But now I will start talking about the burning of the businesses here. I'm going to take a short break and let's find out about how I feel towards corporate businesses being burned. Thank you. All right, folks, welcome back. Now, this is the second part here, and I'm going to be talking about burning the businesses here. Now, I do not agree with burning corporate businesses or small businesses. It's basically about the same what I just said about looting. It's wrong. Now, I've listened to a lot of people talk, and I saw a lot of stuff go on social media, and I saw a lot to be talked about in the news. And you hear how a lot of people are talking it is wrong for the looting and burning of the buildings. And they're right. People are trying to be peaceful. There are several people out here protesting, trying to be as peaceful as they can for the justice of George Floyd. George Floyd would not want this, as his friends and family has spoke all over the news. But I know his family would not want this either. This is not what they're calling for. They just wanted justice. They want this police brutality to stop, just like you and I both do. We're tired of the police using their badge as power. We're tired of being talked down to like we are dogs and we must obey them like they are our commander and we must obey what they say and do at their time of presence, or they can just arrest us. They can just get mad at us and make an arrest if they want to. If things don't go their way as a police officer, then yes, they can. It's almost like a 2-year-old child having a temper tantrum, what I'm trying to say here. But, now, when you're burning these businesses, it's almost like looting. You burnt everything up that was inside that store, plus you cost someone their job. And I had just said earlier in this podcast, when you're stealing and looting things out of the store, you cost employees raises. Well, not just when you burnt the businesses of these corporates or small businesses. You just put someone out of a job. So, therefore, you stole so much away from all these people. These small business owners that I mentioned that worked hard to get their business up and through blood, sweat, and tears every day of keeping that business going and making the people in that town happy. Watched their lives go up into smoke. And now they're probably having to stand in the unemployment line. That they got enjoyment out of that business. They dreamed of this day. And they've been doing it for so many years. And then to have it all taken away from them within a twinkle of an eye. Could you not even think about how those business owners are even going to feel? Corporations can rebuild back when you burn them down, but it still don't make it right for you to do this. The insurance that they carry, they can rebuild and rebuild a total nicer store than what were there to begin with. But I will say this. I do believe we're living in a time. And I believe we're living in that time frame right now. Since many believes this is the signs of the end, which I do agree. But there are so many people out here that believes the rapture is on its way. Now, I'm not going to get into all of that about the rapture. But I will say this about the burning of the corporate business, folks. I do believe that there will be wildfires from the West Coast and there will be floodings from the East Coast, and both will meet in the middle. And I do believe that God will use man to help start a lot of these fires. I wouldn't be surprised now through this virus and the burning of the businesses to where volcanoes will start erupting more. Might be more earthquakes. I would not be surprised if these things started happening in the next few months or the next year. And I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying I would not be surprised if they did. You know, I do believe God is tired of the corruption. And look what God did to Sodom and Gomorrah. The days of Sodom and Gomorrah. He set the city on fire for all of its corruption. And there were many lives destroyed through this. And if a lot of the prophecy, what I'm hearing, that God is going to straighten out the whole world, and that God's supposed to put this nation here of America back on track the way it's supposed to be, you might as well look out, folks. There is going to be these businesses, small businesses, and corporate businesses are going to get it. They say fire can purify. Most of people believe that fire destroys to do the purifying. And a lot of us that believes in God, we shouldn't be surprised that these businesses are being set on fire by individuals. You hear it taught. You hear it preached every Sunday and morning, Sunday night and Wednesday night. And if you have revivals and you hear these TV preachers and radio preachers preach it every day, that this time was a coming. And it has came. The best thing for us to do is just sit back and quit talking about how awful it is. But we could say, hey, we've told, and we told as the children of God, it's here. It is here upon us. There are several places or several different prophecies. And I did one about the Rainbow Warrior prophecy. And when the white man came over and took the land away from the Indians, they have a prophecy that says that Mother Nature will come back and destroy man because they will destroy Mother Earth. And now we're destroying a lot. I also believe that we may end up in a civil rights movement. I'm not saying we will, but I'm just saying I do believe this could be a possibility here. And I've told some friends several times before, and I've said it over and over. And I really felt about 7 or 8 years ago when I quit my job that hard times were coming. And I could tell when I would go into the hearing office at the Social Security Administration, and I could tell how the judges and the people's attitudes were in those places. And what I'm getting at is that I felt like God kept dropping in my spirit and telling me the whole time, there's a day coming that I will set America on fire. I will have another movement in these days to come. And that's why I was telling you guys there will be fires from the West Coast and floods from the East Coast. And who will stand in the moment of survival? Who's going to have the wisdom and knowledge to stand during all of this? It seems like we can't do nothing. You guys know that I've been arguing over a cell phone company right now. These corporations can lie and get by with it and get by with whatever they want to say without telling the truth and making out what the consumer had actually said. And there's nothing we can do about it because we're just a small man on a totem pole. So if someone should set these corporations, and I'm talking about all corporation businesses, and burn them down, I look at it, that's God's way of using that person, whether they're doing it out of anger, whether they knew God or don't know God. I look at it, that's how God used them, to help tear down this corruption. Does this make sense, people? Now, I'm not saying that, oh, I'm all for them burning corporations down and they should. No, I'm not. Because like I said, I don't agree with it. You're putting people out of jobs. And during this pandemic, it's people were already out of work that could not go back to work in the unemployment line. And maybe when things opened up, they were just getting back to go. And now this happened. Their jobs were burnt. But my point to it all is that God could be using these people, his own children, out of anger through this, Because we're all human, we all fail, and those who just don't care, that's lost and don't really care, God could be leading these people to help burn these buildings down. Because he can use a man, he can use men to do whatever he wants, the good or the bad. The bad only comes from the devil, so he may be sending the devil to the bad and telling them, hey, do this, do that. I'm going to allow this to happen to clean up the corruption. So, I believe we're living in the time now, it's time for corruption to be cleaned up. Just like I was just saying, trying to make, how many of you have had problems with corporations? Maybe it was your job, and you know you was wrongfully terminated, but the district manager would not listen to you. You cannot go and talk to that district manager or the owner because they had rules set. I've heard places like that before. Well, I'm sorry. If you're going to own a business, you need to take all that headaches of being a business owner, whether you like it or not. You need to take that headache. Because you own that place. And maybe the district manager is in the wrong for taking up for the manager who done the termination of your employee. But now look where we're at right now today with the virus and a lot of protesting going on. Wake up, America. Just wake up here, because we could be living in the days where it's time to clean up the corruption. Well, I know we're living in the days where it's time to clean up the corruption. But think about what I said. Is God leading people to set fire to these corporations, because corporations are running America? People are talking about one world religion. Or one world order. Let's put it this way. One world order. And people are talking about we're going to be going into this. But have you ever thought we are already in that one world order? Because everything is run by corporations. And corporations try to tell you how to live your life on the outside of work. Whether you can dye your hair a certain color or not. Or problems come up at home that you got to tend to, taking care of sick family members, and they tell you, well, that's what health care providers are for. If you can't get here, we don't need you. You ever thought about God's tired of that and he's cleaning up that corruption? In my last podcast, Living in the Days of the Rich Man and Lazarus, I've said something similar to here. I said, consider yourself warned. And that was back in around September and October when I did those. I also did one I mentioned before called Rich Men Weep and Howl. And I've tried to get that out as much as I can. And I'd love for you guys to hear this. These are things we need to think about during this pandemic and what has happened with the police and George Floyd. It's time justice is done. It's time for justice to be given back to those who brought justice upon the innocent. Thank you for listening to Abe's Front Porch Talk. I hope you enjoyed this. Have a good night.